A band of Russian performers with their sights set on Sitka are reportedly still in Moscow awaiting visas. One Russian did make it to the Alaska Day festivities over this past weekend. KCAW's Emily Kwong went to the airport to greet him.
Though born in Moscow, Khalit Eisen lives in the United States. He's the deputy consul general of the Russian consulate in Seattle, and was greeted by a small party at the Rocky Gutierrez Airport in Sitka.
Welcome to Sitka.
Thank you so much.
One thing that's striking about Eisen, he's an impeccably dressed man, with white hair neatly trimmed and a tidy suitcase for the weekend. When asked why he wanted to come to Sitka, he said it's always been high on his travel list, particularly on Alaska Day.
I am a curious man, still curious man, and I would like to see with my own eyes what's going on and what happened here more than a century ago.
Zlata Lund came down from Anchorage to serve as a translator. Her mother, Natalia, joined her, presenting Eisen a stack of blinis, thin pancakes on a silver platter. Though Zlata had mentally prepared for a whole cohort of Russians, she wasn't disappointed that it was only one.
One is better than none, and it's supposed to start somewhere. This is the beginning, and 2017 is coming. Hopefully, in that year, we'll speak history, we will talk history, we will commemorate history, we will learn history.
Hal Spackman, the director of the Sitka Historical Society, anticipates there will be a wave of Russian interest in Sitka these next 2 years. He considers the 150th anniversary of the transfer a ripe chance for tourism, bringing money and pride.
I had my grandchildren here, and they were beaming to be able to welcome that person, you know, and that'll be a memory for the rest of their life.
One of his grandchildren, Tanner Steinson, bestowed Eisen a wooden platter shaped like a fish. He shyly said the gift was on behalf of the children of Alaska. Eisen beamed and tucked it under his arm. I asked Eisen what he thought about burgeoning hostility between our two countries in Syrian airspace. Eisen said that was a question he should leave up to what he called the big bosses. He added that these developments don't affect his job much, and he's doing what he can to improve relations from his side of the Bering Strait.
This June, the legislature of the state of Washington proclaimed month of June as a month of Russian-American historical heritage.
Eisen considers this a huge victory for the consulate, and he's pleased to see that Sitka has long embraced this history.
Especially during this Alaska Day on the 18th of October. Of course, this day belongs to the history of our two countries, Russia and the United States.
And with that, the Deputy Consul General was whisked away to his next stop, the Fortress of the Bear. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.